Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
The comments from David Price saying, hey, we got to get this thing turned around now or they're going to blow this thing up. Is he telling the truth?
No, we're not in a position we're blowing things up at this point.
Those conversations go on and on and on and on.
We're a long way away from being in that type of situation.
Dale Arnold.
You're Tom Brady. Who the f*** apart? I never got my ball back. Please help me get my football back. Or do I feel inflated?
Rich Keith.
In the tie room?
Yeah.
Dale and Keith.
Unless he spits in LeBron's face, that'd be the only way I'd come back on board with Kyrie.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Sort of feast or famine for sports fans in these parts here the last few days.
I know, last night was
Wednesday's
brutal.
A feast.
Nothing
last
going on.
Last night's a famine, nothing.
What did you do last night?
Gave me a chance to
watch some Netflix.
Catch up a little bit on the dark side of wrestling.
Oh, how was that?
It was really good.
Okay.
But I mean, there's nothing going on last night from a local sports perspective.
Nothing.
All of a sudden, tonight again.
Back to everybody. I got a quad box.
A quad box.
I got a quad box it again tonight.
Which totally innocuous NBA game will get your fourth box tonight?
That's a great question. Are the, who's in action tonight?
The Raptors?
No. Yeah, Trailblazers are playing, right? Maybe the Raptors will get them in there. But quad box, yeah, Raptors Magic. That series is 1-1. That'll be them.
I didn't try to do this.
What's the problem?
But I just ruined little Jason Rossi's morning this morning.
What's wrong with Jason Rossi?
He was so mad.
What's wrong with him?
So I come in and I tell him the news.
Yeah.
Nesson had this all-night negotiating session with PlayStation View.
It was an all-nighter?
It was an all-nighter.
Yeah.
You know, there's a contract and all that, and they couldn't get the contract's up today.
Oh, okay.
So they're going back and forth, and Nesson says to PlayStation View, look, let's give you a 30-day extension. Let's keep working on this. You know,
30 days would be nice,
especially for
Bruins and Red Sox fans.
And PlayStation View said, nope, 5 o'clock today.
Pulled the plug on it.
Nesson's out.
And so Jason Rossi is a cord
Which
cutter.
Is how he watches
so he
Nesson.
I've watched all shows, season, all the Red Sox games. Yeah. Everything's on Nesson. Watch the Bruins, and now I'm finding out tonight. I can't because I don't even know if we have NBC Sports.
You don't have NBC
or whatever.
Sports? Network?
I don't. I'm going to look right now.
So now you're out.
This is ridiculous.
So you will be watching the Celtics then tonight, it sounds like.
I was thinking about maybe coming over one of your guys' places. Maybe,
no.
Dale, you can let me in the
in the suite at Nesson? Yeah,
yeah,
come right. Come
There's
on
only
in,
one the seat in front of the quad box. So you're out.
No room?
I mean,
no,
you
out.
could theoretically say, see a PlayStation View. I'm going to YouTube.
I'm telling you right now, if this doesn't change before the game time, I'll do it.
The 7 o'clock puck drop. So you got a little bit
six
of time.
6 o'clock pregame show, which is
6 o'clock
the other
pregame.
That's the reason I got to watch
lead-in.
It.
Great lead-in for the game.
That's why I watch it. Listen, I got to get my laughs, my giggles with Dale.
Yes.
I got to see what tie he has on.
I sense you were
oh, it's a big tie
making
night. That's
mock
right.
of me.
No.
I mean, like, you set us up for the game. I know you personally a little bit, and so when you say certain things, it gives me a giggle.
Enough. As much as he gives you.
As much as he wants to know.
Little tidbits here and there. But yeah, that's bad news for the PlayStation View people.
And I think there's more people out there than people would imagine.
See,
that are using it.
I'm not a PlayStation View person. So when I heard about this morning, I said, well, is that big a deal? I committed.
Yeah,
I mentioned
Rossi
the office.
Is.
And
yeah.
Rossi goes off like a rocket
yeah, he was
this
hot.
Morning.
He was running real hot.
Well, that was the big selling point of cutting
was
cords.
Nesson?
Like, well, no, local sports. So Nesson obviously carries the Red Sox, carries the Bruins. And so I'm like, okay, there's two right there.
Charlie
I'm
Moore.
Good.
Well,
yeah, and yeah. I think Wiggy was on there.
We all love Charlie Moore.
Yes, that's right.
You got to get your Matt Chatham fix.
Chatham's on there.
Absolutely. And
Mark
I like
James
a lot of the,
is on there.
Who? I really do like the infomercials.
They are good
strong
stuff. You want a
infomercials.
Bowflex? They'll get you. They'll
yeah, and that
a
spray. That, like,
spray? That guy ripped a hole in his boat, Dale.
I saw.
Sprays it on. Next thing you know, he's out there.
Shot a cannon.
Cannon.
Canoe.
Cannon in a canoe.
I like when he's
happens
got
all
the boat out with all the sharks swimming
yes.
around him.
That's incredible. You ever buy that stuff?
I'm thinking about
it's
it because
like,
I see it 4 to 5 times a day. So I'm
just
thinking
in a can that thing.
But honestly, like if you are a cord cutter and you've used PlayStation View in the city of Boston or in New England, this is how you watch
this
your sports.
This is devastating,
and it really is. It's
this
game.
Is
this is a huge game.
Yeah,
huge game. Well, I'll give you a little
it's a big game.
I'll give you a little more inside TV stuff because you'll get a kick out of this. Wednesday, the whole thing was like tonight. You got all three teams playing.
We're right
you
back
got the
in
Bruins
it.
In the playoffs.
Yes.
You got the Celtics in the playoffs. Now you had the Red Sox and the Yankees. Tonight it's Red Sox and Rays. But, you know, you had all three things going.
A better team, actually, the Rays over the Yankees.
Exactly.
But yeah.
So it was a question. We talked about it on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to be more interesting for fans? So you'll love this. Now,
okay.
I didn't, again, something I didn't know, and I'm in the TV business.
You're
sort
in
of,
the business.
Peripherally.
Well, you're very much in the business. You're
so,
on tonight.
So I find out that.
Not at
you know,
Rossi's house.
You know the little channel guide on your cable?
Of course I do. I live my life by that thing.
I thought that was done by the cable companies.
That made sense?
It's not.
Who's it done by?
There is a third
a
party.
Wizard?
There's a company, a third party company, whose only job is the cable guides on,
really?
on the major cable companies.
Do you think it's the TV Guide people? They used to have a nice
know.
Little magazine.
I don't know the
that
name
was
of
a big
the
deal.
They used to have the channel that would slowly scroll.
Oh, I love that channel. I love yeah. that channel.
So there's this company that, yeah. that does this. They do it for Verizon and Comcast. And then, so they this is what they do.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, if you went to the channel guide
right.
for the Bruins playoff game on NESN, they promoted that we were showing a Bruins in two from 2013.
Oh, it's compilation. Yeah, but you got to be an idiot to think that's what it really was, though.
Well, no, no.
I think you did.
No, but I'll explain why.
Okay.
NBC takes a game away from us from time to
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but everybody knows that they're both on.
But the point is, when they take a game away,
yeah.
NESN puts something else on.
No, I know.
So people who went to the channel guide, which this third-party company screwed up,
yeah.
they thought, I'm not going to watch a Bruins in two from 2013. So they go find the Bruins game on NBC.
Apparently, that's what they did.
So what happened here, over yeah. the last number of years, when the Bruins and NBC show a game at the same time,
right?
NESN has somewhere between 85 and 90% of the local viewers are watching NESN.
Right.
They want the local guys.
Right.
Wednesday night, the Bruins got 49% of the local audience.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Because this third-party company...
That many people are a slave to the guide? Like, don't you know? You're a Bruins fan. The game, the first round's on NESN. Everybody knows that.
Well, but
same with the Celtics. The Celtics
they're
rumble.
Not.
Not in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. In the first round, they take games away from us from time to time.
But they've been on the whole time so far,
no,
right?
No, NBC...
Oh, you didn't have Tuesday?
We
or,
had
game
Saturday's
two?
Game.
Oh, okay.
It was just on
yeah.
it. We had pre and post, but NBC had
oh,
the game.
Oh, that's right. You have pre and post. That's
so
right.
So what happens
right.
is somebody yeah. goes to the guide on Wednesday night, and they go, yeah. oh, well, NBC must have taken the game away.
And then they go and listen to what Kenny Albert do the game or whoever it was.
I don't know who it was.
I think it was.
I was working.
Yeah. But, yeah, because was it Wednesday was one of those weird nights where the Celtics were on two channels and the Bruins were on two channels.
Right.
And I went over, I'm like, because I like Charles Barkley, so I'm watching TNT, and then... Here comes Reggie Miller. You're like, all right, back to Mike and Tommy. Like, so you have the options there. But, yeah, that was a weird one. So tonight, just to be clear, the game is on NESN?
NESN.
The game is
the
on
game
NESN.
Is on NESN.
Okay,
yeah.
The game is on NESN.
By the way, and if you combine both NBC's and NESN's numbers on Wednesday night, combined, the Bruins game did a 7.9 rating, which beat both the Celtics and the Red Sox. Ironically, even though they screwed around with NESN's numbers... The NESN number alone was a huge number in this town.
Yeah.
We predicted Wednesday hockey was going to be the big one of the three was going to be hockey.
Oh, it still is.
I mean, tonight it's going to happen again.
Oh, and same on Sunday because they're all going to be playing again on Sunday because even though these series started around the same time, the Celtics take so much time off that they're playing game three while the Bruins are playing game five. So they're way ahead. Plus... Neither game tonight is an elimination game, so there's no chance for either team to either move on or to get bounced out. But the Celtics have a 2-0 lead. I think people are saying the Pacers have zero star power. Like, you're not watching the Greek Freak. You're not watching Kawhi Leonard.
Right,
the
right.
Pacers, it's brutal. There's no household names on the Pacers. Meanwhile, the Bruins are tied 2-2, and they were down 2-1, so that was as close to elimination game as you're going to get without it being a real elimination game the other night. So Bruins are going to have the better number throughout. Now, it'll be interesting next series if they both move on, that if there's a time where, say, the Bruins are up 2-0 and the Celtics are tied or something like that, that's the only time I could see it starting to sway the other way.
So I've got four texts in a row, one right after another. Dale, hand up. That happened to me. I watched on NBC. Bleep, I had no idea NESN had the game. I got fooled by that, and now I just found out. I would have watched on NESN. So it did happen to people.
Oh, my God.
They hit the guy.
These people.
But because NBC takes games away, they said, oh, well, that's what happened tonight.
Yeah.
NBC took the game. NESN's showing Bruins in two from 2013. So listen, everybody. The game's on Nesson tonight.
I guess we got to make a bigger announcement. I mean, not at Rossi's house. Again, the PlayStation View is going to bump him from there.
Well, he's going to YouTube, he said. If PlayStation View doesn't fix
this. Oh, is that right? You're taking your business elsewhere already?
Absolutely. Yeah, because there's no contract. You just cancel and it's over.
No contract. Well, that's a nice little feature for those guys. Not to, you know, sell their product right now, but that's pretty good.
It's a smart way of doing it. Right now, I'm on hold at PlayStation View.
You're talking to them. So do you guys have the rest of the games, by the way, this series?
NBC will take Sunday's game, Easter Sunday's game. Now, we have tonight. NBC will take Easter Sunday's game. We'll have pre and post, and then we've got game 7.
And if there's a game 7, you have that. Second round, what's the story there?
Second round, we're done.
Yeah, okay. So
same with the Celtics locally.
Right.
As soon as you get to the second round,
it's national guys.
You are relegated to pre and post. The game itself is on the national networks from that point on.
Yeah, and that's another reason to watch really both the local shows or both the local teams in the first round, because you're not getting them the rest of the way. You know, because sometimes there's some of the national, like usually, like I like the TNT broadcast. I don't really like the ESPN broadcast. So it really kind of depends. And then with some of the national hockey guys, you can sort of pick and choose the guys that you like and the guys that you don't like. But of course, intermission, you're right back in Nesson.
Well, that's where
of course.
Now, obviously, on Wednesday, the third of the three was Red Sox Yankees.
Yeah. Plus, it's
now again,
Nesson
Plus. You got two playoff games. Yeah, but see, the Nesson Plus thing isn't as big a deal.
There's
anymore.
No chance my Nana can find that. No chance. No chance.
What about her cable guide?
No, I don't even think she has a guide. Or maybe she does, but I don't even know if she reads it, because she'll text me. She'll be like, when she sees the Bruins are on and the Red Sox aren't, she's like, where's the Red Sox? I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, it's on Nesson Plus. I don't even know where to begin, because she has a different cable than I do. So I'm like, I don't know what number, because some people's, it's just one up from there. I have Comcast, so it's like 894 instead of 851. So it's not really that close to it. So everybody has it. It's just a matter of finding it.
Well, it'll happen again tonight. The Bruins game will be on Nesson.
Yes.
The Red Sox game in Tampa will be on Nesson Plus. So tell Nana.
I'm starting to think.
Let Nana know.
I'm going to let her know. I think the Red Sox should probably play the rest of the season on Nesson Plus. I think that might be the best way. Just get them out of there for a while. And, you know, once they figure it out, they can come back to real Nesson. It's a mess.
And Dustin Pedroia is now probably going to be out for a while.
I couldn't believe when I heard that he was going on the IL. I was like, this is a guy who's going to come back. He's going to beat this knee injury.
Tom Werner told us he's going to play 100 games or more.
No, I mean, it really is too bad. It just, you know, he's a guy who had a really nice career. He was the MVP of the league, for God's sake. So he had a great career. It just seems like it's absolutely done. And I'm not one of these people that's telling him to retire, because he doesn't have to retire. He's going to get paid the rest of it. The Red Sox gave him that crazy long contract all those years ago.
And why would anybody retire walk away?
He's not going to do it.
None of us would.
No.
And all those people who on Twitter call us, he should just retire.
No, he's not. But he
walk away from $35 million. Good plan.
He's going to have zero impact on the team going forward. Right? Like, because what was the... Did I read a Bradfo yesterday where he said, well, this might not be season ending. This might be whatever. I'm like, please. Like, what are we doing? Like, why are we wasting our time?
The story is, he caught his cleat on a swing.
Yeah.
Felt a pop.
Like, forget it.
He had it checked out. He says, you know, we think it's a minor injury. We heard that a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's back on the IL. I will be pleasantly surprised when I see him on the field again.
He played 3 games all of last season, played 6 so far this season. And both times, I would ask the question, why bring him up when you did? And maybe you felt as though he was as close to 100% as he could possibly get, which is scary.
Yeah.
Because last year they brought him up at the same time they got rid of Hanley Ramirez, and he was nowhere near ready. This year, all right, he has even more time off. He played in the spring. I think he looked okay in the limited spring training games that he played. Then he comes up.
It's 100.
He hits a buck, an even buck, but
a hundo.
He also,
we just didn't make up all the cliches we can.
But you remember, he said he was ready to go, and then the team was like, why don't you sit out the first 11 games? And then they activated him. Then they couldn't play him every day. It was wet at Fenway one day, so they had to put a
Patriots
catcher.
Patriots Day, they say.
They put a catcher at second base.
I know you haven't played second base in your career, but you're a better option for us.
It's the end of an era for Dustin Pedroia. He had a really good career. Congratulations on the career, but it's Eduardo Nunez, Brock Holt, and or find another guy to play second base. That's who the second baseman of the future is going to be.
I have now, at this point, decided the next time I see Dustin Pedroia, I'll say, oh, that's a pleasant surprise. I'm not planning on him.
You can't.
I don't count on him being able to play any number of games. Now, they didn't bring up you know, second baseman. They brought up a pitcher for tonight's game.
Yeah.
Because, oh, by the way, it blew through the bullpen 2 days ago, too.
And I know that they're not in the market for any kind of trades right now, and they shouldn't be. Nobody is. It's April 19th.
Right.
But in a couple of months from now, if they're able to turn things around, that may be a position they want to take a look at. Like, just to see, is there somebody available to them that can be a real everyday second baseman? That's what they did last year with Ian Kinsler, and that was sort of a mixed bag, right? Like, he wasn't great, but he was a more solid presence than either of the other guys, Holt and Nunez, were. So that may be a position that they want to kind of figure out, because I think they had hoped, even if Dombrowski Pedroia's not going to play 120 games, but he still might play more games than those other guys would. But now, I mean, that is completely out the window.
No,
it really
chance.
Never should have been on their mind.
And now they get to go play the best team in the American League East.
The Rays.
For the weekend.
The Rays are fantastic. And so, yeah.
Although they did lose last night to Baltimore. So
they did lose. So
they're coming back to
Earth.
They're
beatable. They have the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
All of baseball is the Tampa Bay Rays.
Kevin Cash might be a genius.
He could be. The worst record in the American League belongs to the Red Sox. I think it's only the Marlins who are worse in all of baseball.
They don't have a team.
The Marlins are like, they don't care. They're like, this is our AAA team. Like, you wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, who cares?
It doesn't matter. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see if this would be a big series to see if they could turn it around. Right? Because obviously the Yankees, it's like, oh, there's sort of a rivalry there. But the Yankees, even though they lost both games, different than Tampa. Tampa's running away with things right now. So it might even be more impactful for the Red Sox if they're able to beat a team that has gotten off to a 14-5 start, win a couple of games down there. You don't have to sweep them, but if you win a couple of games just to, you know, get the bats going, hopefully combine some good starting pitching with some good relievers and see what happens.
So you've got that tonight. That's one of your three options.
Yes.
You've got the Celtics in Indianapolis taking on the Indiana Pacers, game three of that series. And so far, you're feeling okay. You're up 2-0. You've won both games at home. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us are going to be surprised if the Celtics lose tonight.
No, they're going to lose at least one of these games in Indiana. Now, the only thing that gives me pause is the Pacers fall apart at the end of games. They don't know what's going on at the end of games. They have nobody to turn to. Wes Matthews is taking terrible shots. They're forcing it to Bogdanovich. They're a really good defensive team, and that's kind of where it ends. So what they need to hope for is Kyrie Irving has kind of an off night. That's their only chance, because Kyrie proved that he doesn't need a whole lot of help to beat the Pacers. If Tatum scores, great, but nobody needs to go nuts. Nobody needs to play out of their minds as long as Kyrie plays well. So if tonight or Sunday Kyrie stumbles a little bit or shoots a low percentage, that'd be the Pacers' chance to win a game.
The only chance, really.
I think so. Now, the Celtics,
now, if he plays to the level he played in game two, they got no
I think
chance.
It's going to be tough. And that's one of the big differences. Last year, they won one road playoff game, but they didn't have Kyrie. Like, they didn't have Gordon Hayward. They didn't have Kyrie. And those young guys were, it was really night and day how good they were at the Garden versus how good they were everywhere else.
Go ahead. You've got an update, Jason.
So I just called.
You broke through?
I called PlayStation View. And they said they have no recollection of this, and there's been nothing from their official, like, headquarters that says anything about this.
Wait, you talked to somebody?
They're lying.
They claimed ignorance. They had no idea.
They said there's nothing like that on their dashboard. All the information they have. I said several high-ranking officials within NESN, including Dale E. Arnold, said that this is happening.
Yes,
yes,
the highest.
President
I'm
of
just
NESN.
Below Wiggy on the depth chart.
That's right. So this guy's like, no, we see nothing here. I'll take your email down and let them know of your frustration. I said, if I don't even get an email based off of this complaint, and if this happens at 5 o'clock, I'm gone.
Is that what you told him?
I did. It was a threat.
Attaboy, Jason.
He also said it would be strange for this to be happening around a major sporting event.
I did. I said the
calling
big plays.
Calling Jason a moron.
He did, actually. That's
he
a good point.
You
wait
a
minute.
Moron.
The PlayStation View person
oh, you
called
get
you
out
a
there.
Moron?
He didn't technically,
you get out of there.
Not word for word, not like you guys, but he actually kind of worked his way around it.
Listen, I'm positive on Jason today. Yesterday was a bad day. I've moved on from that.
We have.
I think we all have as a group.
It is a positive Jason
as a
day
group.
Today.
I feel
it's,
like we've all
Friday.
Moved on. It is. It's a great Friday. I'll tell you one better.
Well,
I mean, it's technically good
well,
Friday.
Sort of. Yeah. Oh, I get it. Yeah. Oh, we have to talk to Cindy before we go to the break. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I'm Rich's nana's hairdresser.
How about this? Hello, Cindy.
Hello, and I'm on my way to do her hair, as a matter of fact, and I heard you talk about her, so I said,
is that
I'm going to call.
Good, so she'll be looking good for Easter. Let me ask you, can you help her out and find Nesson Plus for her so she can watch the Red Sox tonight?
I don't know. What does she have, Comcast or Verizon?
No, it's not Comcast. It's something else. I don't know what it is, but you can ask maybe one of the people there. That could help them.
Hopefully it's not PlayStation View.
Yeah, it's not PlayStation. No, it's not.
Does Nana
it's
have
not.
PlayStation
okay.
View?
It's not. No, she does not.
What does she want? The Bruins game?
No, she wants,
no, she
to watch
wants
the Red Sox.
The Bruins game.
She's a diehard
she
Red Sox fan.
She wants the Bruins game.
I get it.
Well, Cindy,
well,
help,
you,
help
Cindy.
Nana out, because Nana, you know.
She's a diehard Sox fan.
I mean, I would think her grandson would be able to help her out with this stuff.
I don't know where Nesson Plus is over there on her. I don't know what it is.
Why
it's not Comcast.
Have her over
it's not
Fort for some solitude.
I could. We could quad box. Might be hard for her to keep up with everything that's going on. She might like it.
What is
she might be
that?
Like, look at this. It's everything. I go, you never have to watch a commercial again. We got the quad box.
So you got room for Nana, but you don't got room for me?
That's correct.
It's his
that's
grandmother,
yeah.
Rossi.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
I'll supply the beer. I'll bring whatever. At this
Nana
point, I'm getting
desperate.
No, she's more of a wine. She's more of a wine person than a beer person.
Yeah, we'll do an Easter egg hunt. Too.
That'd be great. Those little bottles of wine.
Little bottles of wine. Little
oh, yeah,
you know, nips
those.
For you.
That'd be great.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We got a bunch of stuff we'll talk about throughout the course of the day. There seems to be, I won't say breaking news. That's putting too fine an edge on it. But
yeah, CNN will call it breaking news.
they would. It's not that. Not that any of us should be surprised, but apparently the unpixelated Robert Kraft video is being shopped out
there.
And we
got some details on it as well.
We got some more than
we
probably
we got
want
deets.
To know about.
We got some deets.
By the way, I was listening this morning.
Yeah.
Those guys more or less seem to be on my side now. They
What's
don't
that?
Really want to see it either.
Oh, they're out of their minds. They're out of their minds. Of course they do. They might be saying that publicly, but privately, I know it's probably a different tale.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
Mr. Kraft, according to his lawyers, has a profound stake in the disclosure of this information. Yeah, they're going to see him basically with his pants around his ankles is what they're going to see. Okay, that's the bottom line. This old guy, voila. Okay.
We have ladies in the room here.
Voila.
Mike, we have ladies voila. In the room. Could we maybe not talk about pants around ankles
well,
and
this
stuff?
Is the story. Dale, we got to talk about it. These can be tough subjects, but we have to discuss them. It's
sorry,
in the news.
Lucy, I apologize. Voila.
This is my favorite Francesa sound probably ever.
Yeah.
So
there
it's okay.
There you
voila.
Go.
So the story broke overnight, like in the middle of the night.
Yeah, this is heating up.
Evidently, there's a site called The Blast. I'm not familiar with their work.
They got good stuff.
And they said, The Blast said,
right.
they were contacted by a party who claimed to have obtained portions of the actual video taken of Kraft from Orchids of Asia Day Spa and a massage parlor.
Okay.
Now, this is what they said. They wrote this themselves. This is from The Blast.
I got you.
Representatives of our news operation viewed the footage and upon watching... can verify the tape appears to show Kraft in the massage parlor with another person, presumably the massage therapist.
They're going to see him basically with his pants around his ankles.
In the video, the 77-year-old is already undressed and laying on the massage table with his hands placed behind his head.
Voila.
Pretty casual.
The camera angle is an overhead shot, and it's believed the camera was placed in the ceiling.
Oh, overhead. We got an overhead angle.
The video sample we were shown was only a portion of the videos collected by authorities, but it was enough to verify
it was enough.
It's legit.
What if it was just a spoof video that they got? Like, this is it. And they're like, what?
So Robert Kraft's attorneys went right to work, like 8 o'clock this morning. They were filing motions and trying to, again, get this. This is what we thought would happen eventually.
100%. I thought this would happen sooner than it has.
Now, I heard Jerry talking about this morning, and he hit the nail on the head. TMZ had to have already said no for them to have gotten to the blast. If you were shopping this video, isn't it obvious?
You don't go to the blast first?
TMZ would be the first place you'd go.
Yeah.
It's the place you'd expect the greatest payoff.
Why wouldn't they take it?
I think the threats of Robert Kraft's attorneys has you know, TMZ's gone, I don't know.
It's weird because you remember Gawker with the Hulk Hogan video? And remember that whole thing?
Yes.
And then they got sued into the
sun.
The
company went out of business.
Now they're done. But that was different because Hogan didn't commit any crimes. And that was like, what was the deal with that one? Rossi, you would know that, the Hogan one. He didn't know he was being filmed. Wasn't that the whole thing?
Yeah, they had a camera for when Bubba Love Sponge and his wife did the nasty for their own viewing.
Correct.
And so it was recording.
So Hogan had no idea, but still, that was never going to go to trial. Like that was never, like there was no laws being broken, there was no whatever. So that's a different type of story.
But I think TMZ could be afraid, and The Blast, by the way, declined as well.
Hmm.
I think the whole idea of this video is illegally obtained, but whoever's shopping it, they stole it. We buy it, we could have legal repercussions. Nah, we're good, thanks.
Yeah, because if you're a website and you get this, you get the immediate jump in traffic for the day or two, but then all of a sudden, you're going to get sued. Then they're going to trace it back to where you got it. Like, and whoever has it, they got to be pretty careful, because right now, if it comes out...
Oh, they always think they're never going to get caught. I promise you.
Yeah.
Whoever stole it, whoever's shopping it, they're going to get caught.
That's why
there's no Gawker.com. Gawker was the one who obtained one, and it's gone.
I said that.
No, I know, but that's like what's going to happen if The Blast.
That's probably what could happen. Now, you remember that guy that hacked all the celebrities and posted all of their like pictures and videos? That guy or girl, like they didn't get in trouble, right? They're still anonymous. We have no idea who that is. Remember they hacked everybody's phones? It was like all kinds of celebrities, like Jennifer Lawrence and like a whole bunch of other people. Some were just like selfie videos. Others were like pictures. Some were like videos. And it was all over all these different sites, but they couldn't trace that back to anybody. They had no idea who did that. I'm telling you, the internet is a wild place, Dale.
And in this case, look, I've made my views kind of clear about this all along. I got no interest in seeing it.
Yeah.
I do think while Robert Kraft has been, you know, embarrassed and you know, pilloried about this whole thing, this takes it to another level that I think is just beyond...
Oh, yeah. It is next level stuff.
I mean, I think it's wrong.
Ultimately, I don't think he did anything wrong. I really don't.
He did something illegal, but it's a misdemeanor.
I mean, there's a lot of things that are kind of illegal, but like, I'm not going to lose my mind over, right? Everybody could probably come up with a list of stuff that, technically you shouldn't do that. You know, you shouldn't drive 70 miles an hour in a 65. Like, you shouldn't do all that stuff. And this was, as soon as all the human trafficking stuff got thrown out, as soon as that happened, I think it was okay to make jokes again, and I think it was okay to say, listen, like, not that big of a deal. So I certainly am not demanding that the tape be released. I'm just saying if it is released, I will watch it. That's all I've said before. But you're right, because that is much more of a punishment than anything he would possibly get. Like, if this thing goes to trial, which I still don't think that it will, but if it does, what is he going to get? Community service? He's going to pay a fine, make a donation? Like, that's all well and good, but having this video out there, it just adds to the embarrassment, which he's already been embarrassed. He's already been shamed. Like, if you go online, like, he is the butt of many jokes.
This is worse.
But this would be worse.
This would be as bad as it could get.
No, I understand.
Kraft's attorneys went right to court first thing. What they are saying, the motion that they filed, they're saying that somebody in law enforcement has violated a court order by leaking the video, which is pretty clear.
Right.
They said, and I'm quoting, considering the fact that only the Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office and the Jupiter Police Department has possession, custody, and control of the video surveillance, it is a logical conclusion that someone must have leaked the video surveillance in direct violation of the court's order. Oh, I can tell you that you know, there's a pretty limited pool of possible suspects. They will narrow this down quickly.
They could.
Somebody is going to get... It's not going to be worth whatever monetary payoff they're looking for.
That's the other thing. Like, wouldn't you be afraid? Like, if you had the tape and you sold it, first of all, you'd be connected. And like, hey, person, how do you now have $1 million more? Right? Like, you got to be a little careful in how you do that. Like, oh, I just came into all this money. It's like, no, you didn't. Like, you probably had the tape and you probably sold the tape. So that, yeah, that may not be worth it. And then you're hiding that, and you're terrified that someone's going to find you.
Now we've even got an update on, you were saying about the guy who leaked the sex tapes and stuff.
Yeah, so we have a crack staff back here of like 900 people.
We have an army of interns today.
The Dale and Keith newsroom is burning up, and Lucy has an update.
Yes, so four men were arrested for this. One of them, the leader, George Garofano.
Never mind.
From North Branford, Connecticut, which is right next to where I grew up.
How about
he was in 2018 arrested and got 8 months in prison for this.
Oh, never mind. I take it back. They found those guys. See, I just stopped. Somebody told me about these pictures, and then I stopped following the story after that. Then I was kind of out of sight, out of mind.
You were disgusted.
I was on the neck. I said, "What? How dare people?
How dare you?
These are private photos."
Look, I promise you, whoever's stolen this stuff and is peddling it, they'll catch them.
They will. But there is still a chance that this video is legally released, right? It seems like that's being held up, obviously, right now, and that's the whole point. I think that Kraft hired his group of attorneys, but there's still a chance that this video gets out either legally or illegally. Because you can't underestimate dumb people are, too,
though. We thought somebody was going to do something stupid like this, directly violate a court order, and peddle it.
Yeah, you can't underestimate how dumb people are.
Oh, no.
And they might be like, hey, this is my claim to fame, and then they're not thinking about the repercussions and the potential jail time.
We're
going to
be rich.
Yeah. Like, okay,
I think
bars.
Jerry hit the nail on the head this morning.
Yeah.
If you were doing this, you'd start with TMZ and then work your way down.
Right,
I don't know how far down the blast is from TMZ.
I don't really know.
I'd never heard of the blast until
who's
this morning.
Who's TMZ's competitor? They even got one,
like World Star,
Perez Hilton. Oh yeah, World Star. We can put this on World Star. Yeah, I mean, because the prosecution to me seems like if they don't think they can win this case, they're just going to try to shame Robert Kraft even more. Like, hey, we might not have won, but the video's out, and like that. That's the biggest punishment of them all.
Oh, if it turned out that it was somebody from the state attorney's office, oh my God.
You know what you do if you're Robert Kraft? If you want to take all the power back, Dale, you release your own video. And then that way it takes the sting out of the other one. Then you're like, who cares if there's another one? Because you guys see this one? That way you control everything. Camera angles, music.
Lighting.
Lighting, the lady, the man, whatever it might be. You control the narrative at that point. No?
You could even put a filter on that video if you want, and then release it so you look a little bit better.
You could do some Photoshop. You could do some interesting Photoshops. They're like, wait a minute, is that? I guess
tie dye, sepia tone.
Because then, think about that. If he released his own video, and then this video comes out, I don't care about that video anymore. That's yesterday's papers. We got this video. It's just something to think about. If I was on his PR staff,
as we expected, though, somebody's shopping it.
Somebody is,
and according to the blast, they've seen it.
Yeah.
They know it's real. They, by the way, said no thank you.
Interesting. But they did watch it, though. So they got a freebie.
It said representatives of our news operation viewed the footage.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
the old sneaking peek.
Well, I'm going to guess here that, first of all, you were probably wondering, are we going to buy this or not? Well, how do we even know it's the real thing?
Right. I'm telling you, if it was just like a parody, like spoof, I would have spit out my coffee. It would have been unbelievable. Voila. But here it is.
If it was Mike Francesa.
Yeah, just like some guy walking in.
I would still watch that.
With a Patriots jersey on. You're like, why would he be wearing a jersey? This doesn't make any sense. I think it'd be great.
Well,
I have some other jokes too, which I will save. Because I know where to draw the line, Jason.
You don't always
know. No, I don't always. I don't. But I had something, and I'm going
to
save it.
All right, we'll get to the calls coming up next. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, ladies.
Hottest ticket of the afternoon here in the city of Boston. The Celtics and Pacers in game one. You're on a Kraft here, along with Rich Grossman.
This crowd is electric.
Yeah, I get the Val Venus theme. I know it's a Falls Count Anywhere Friday.
He's got it on shuffle back there, so this is just
a complete coincidence.
Yeah. Interesting.
We were talking about Robert Kraft, and
yes,
he comes
we were.
Out with Val Venus's music.
Now, I know you didn't want to watch the video before, but now that you know that it's an overhead shot, and it sounds like it's tastefully done. No?
Who said it was tastefully done?
Oh, based on the details I was reading, it sounded tastefully done. You're not changing your mind on that?
No.
All right.
No,
all
I'm
right.
not.
Rossi, have you changed your mind? You're still a yes on watching.
Now I'm more intrigued, actually.
I was going to say.
A, I don't want to see it. And yeah. B, I think it's so wrong.
Hands behind the head?
No, I think it's so wrong that it's even out there.
Oh,
you know that?
Well, it's not out there yet.
Well, they're
Lucy,
trying.
You'd watch.
100%. Okay. I am all in on this.
There you go. All right, relax.
Calm down, Lucy.
A simple yes would have been fine there, but okay. All right.
She's very excited about this, actually. She's been searching the dark web today.
Just keep refreshing the internet, Lucy. We'll check in with
you. I have a bunch of browsers open. I'm ready to go.
Just keep refreshing.
Now,
we'll check in throughout the
Rossi,
day.
You were telling me that Chris Curtis talked to somebody he knows at TMZ.
Yes, he said they have on good authority. If the guys from The Blast say they saw it, they saw it. It's real.
That it's real.
It's out there. This is not.
Yeah, just because
we've
never heard of The Blast, but they're
which I have to admit, I had not before today. Have you?
No. Is it like a TMZ?
Yes, it's a TMZ-esque. It seems like more than likely,
The Blast.
A lot of these TMZ employees will end up like spinning off and trying to build their own.
Ooh, I liked it. I like their headline: "Blast, you want it, we got it."
Oh,
yeah,
not that.
Clearly not everything. I mean, You guys turn something down.
There's a
down,
solid Britney Spears article on there for you, Keith.
Is that right? There seems to be a lot of Coachella articles, which I am not interested in.
The idea of why websites are passing on this, and I'll tell you what it is. We mentioned the Hulk Hogan thing.
Yeah.
So Gawker had the Hulk Hogan video. Hulk Hogan sued. He didn't sue with his own money. There was a billionaire who was interested in taking Gawker down who said, I'll fund this.
Right.
I'll spend the money, whatever you need for legal fees, I'll spend it. Let's put Gawker out of business. And they did.
Whereas Robert Kraft
doesn't need any help, thank you.
No.
And if you're TMZ, if you're The Blast.
Yeah, you're like, do we really want to do this?
You're sitting there saying, you know what, this guy is going to spend $100 million to fight us in court if we do this.
Yeah, not worth it.
And we're going to have to spend $100 million to defend ourselves.
Because I always wondered some of the things that TMZ reports. Now, they're actually very, very accurate. But there are certain things and certain headlines that I wonder if celebrities consider taking action. I'm sure they have, and I just don't really follow it all together. But some of the chances that they take, you wonder, you're like, man, is that really worth it? And clearly, as it relates to Robert Kraft, they feel like it is not worth it.
He will spend, I mean, just think about how much money he's spending on legal representation to fight two misdemeanor charges.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, he would definitely go after
So imagine your TMZ or The Blast, and you obtain this video, and you post it. How much is Robert Kraft going to spend going after you?
I was
going to
say, on the one hand, everybody would hear about The Blast, but then on the other hand, you'd be done. You'd have to spend all your money to fight it.
Put The Blast. Now, I don't know if he could take TMZ down. They're pretty big.
He may not, but he'd put a dent into them.
Could take The Blast down.
Yeah, I think so.
And he would probably spend every dime that he had trying to do that.
I agree.
All right, let's get to the call. 617-779-7937. Mike's at the Navy Yard. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's going on?
I had a question. Do you think that the Robert Kraft story, there's I think there's a lot of spin and a lot of BS. It's true. Do you think it's not true? Because I'm from Florida, so I believe that the Jupiter police are playing politics with this whole story, to be quite honest.
But, Mike,
I do believe that.
I think we learned, at least with the human trafficking thing, that was brought up, and now that's been gone. But I do think everything that Robert Kraft has been accused of, I believe that.
Well, his own attorney said the video is pornography.
Right. You're suppressing the video. Means, what video?
Well,
case closed.
They've already admitted
that
there's a video, that it's pornographic. What they're saying is the video was obtained illegally. That's the grounds that they're fighting it on.
So based on how they're fighting, I think it's easy to connect the dots that, all right, that what they're saying happened in there happened.
Now, what that was two misdemeanor charges.
Right. And then you see the other story that there are people close to Kraft that are actually surprised he did not take the original deal.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think, again, I was surprised he didn't take that deal. But at the same time, if there was no guarantee about the videotape being released, maybe that's why you continue to fight it. That's the only thing I can really think of. Because, all right, you got to see this one through, and then there's just a better chance that it doesn't get released, I guess. I don't know.
Pat's on the cell phone. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
What's going on?
I am a cord cutter, so I was kind of calling to help Rossi out a little bit.
Oh, good.
And I should have done this a long time ago. It was the same thing.
Oh, my God. Maybe you should have got a better phone, too.
Cut the cord to your phone. Sorry, I can't hear you. We got to put him on hold or something, because that is popping. That's a loud pop. Sorry, Rossi. You're going to have to wait for your advice a little bit later. Because I could not.
Pins and needles over here.
That guy, jeez, could not hear him. He had a workaround for you. He had a solution.
Evidently, when he cut the cord to his cell phone service, too.
Not a tremendous connection there. So, the PlayStation View, just to circle back to that for a second, you can watch that like on your phone, though, right?
I can watch it right now. Yeah, okay. Why do you think I don't pay attention to the show? I got my...
That's true, you're watching TV.
That actually explains a lot.
All right. But yeah, so they're losing Nesson at 5 o'clock. That is the story of the day.
Allegedly.
Well, that's true.
Let me put it to you this way. They're denying it. I can tell you what Nesson says.
Yeah. Who are you going to believe, Rossi?
Dale.
PlayStation Dem or Dale Arnold?
I'm believing Dale.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
All right.
Eric's on the work phone. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
All right, so my question today is if you guys had to give up two out of the three following things, which would it be? Alcohol, coffee, or sex? Which are the two?
I got to give up two of those things? I'd kill myself. Are you kidding me? No chance. Two of those three?
I mean, coffee's easy.
Coffee, yeah.
Of the three, that's the first one going.
Why? What would you pick, Eric?
Well, did you talk to my friend Mike from the Navy Yard?
Is that your friend?
Yeah, I'm with him right now.
What the hell's happening?
A shout out to him. He's a brilliant individual.
I could tell.
Answer the question, Eric.
Which two of the three are
two
you giving
out of
up?
Three.
I'm not very much of a ladies' man, like I told Michael Vick. Ugh. So, like, I'm not really good at getting ladies. Okay. But I mean, I'd like to.
Right.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to give up alcohol for sure.
Yeah.
And I'd give up coffee because my shrink gives me crystal meth divided by 100, which is called methylphenidate.
Nice.
And it wakes me up amazing in the morning.
Oh, I bet it does.
The most legal amount, 72 milligrams. It's unbelievable. Totally gives me a great boost, as Jason said.
Eric, thank you very much for the call. You always find a way to top yourself from the previous week.
You know,
Dale?
I don't know about you. It's been my experience. Yeah. Crystal meth wakes me right up.
Right up. But the legal amount.
Boing.
All right, Dale, let's swap out beer because you're not a beer guy.
No.
Let's put in...
Vodka, wine.
Alcohol.
Yeah,
let's alcohol. Alcohol, coffee, sex. Two out of three gone.
Alcohol and coffee.
Yeah. Ooh.
What? What? Somebody out there would disagree with that?
I don't know.
Had to give up two of those three.
Yeah. Lucy, you got to give up two out of three.
I go with the same as Dale.
Same two?
Definitely.
Yeah. Rossi, give up two out of the three?
Yeah, I guess I got to give up alcohol. I don't drink coffee.
Jeez,
so that's not even tough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't give up sex.
You can't. You just... Yeah.
Addicted.
Yeah.
I can't quit you.
I do have a Tiger Woods-like addiction to it.
Keith, what are you?
I'm jumping in front of a bus. I told you. I'm not doing that. I can't choose.
That's it. Keith's gone now.
Those are three of the greats. Three of the great things of all time.
Made it a particularly interesting question.
Thank you, Eric.
617-779-7937. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.